Welcome back. We Watch, We Collect, a baseball podcast presented by Believe Podcast Network. I am in probably the most relaxed position I'll ever record a podcast ever. It is 1:56 in the morning right now. I am pretty much just sitting, laying on the living room couch. I'm rewatching the 2021 AL wildcard game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. And I'm just relaxed right now. So I decided to do this episode. I was going to do it tomorrow. Well, technically today, Thursday. But earlier Thursday. But I decided I'm going to do it right now. I'm relaxed. I feel like talking a little bit about baseball, a little bit about a clock, a little bit about some money, a little bit about actually what I'll be doing next week, which I haven't said on the podcast yet, I am talking a little bit low because my uncle's in town. I don't know if he's asleep in the other room yet, but I am talking a little bit lower than usual, but I think it should be fine. Anyway, first thing that I want to get out of the way, it's probably going to take up a majority of this episode. I don't even know how long this one's going to go. I always say like, 30 minutes, 25 minutes. No, I ended up going for like 40 minutes, 45. But anyway, pitch clock. It's been the talk for everything going on now. Like, it's going around. Every podcast is talking about it. Everybody is tweeting about it, posting clips about it, posting everything about it. And I said it from the beginning. I don't like it. I've come to terms where I was kind of like half and half on it. At this point, I don't like it. I think it's not baseball. In my opinion, it's not baseball. Baseball should never be timed or be an attempt to be regulated time wise. Like, it's just never how it should be, never how it was for the past 150 plus years. I don't think it should ever be timed. And I'm just gonna go back to how I'm just relaxed. I'm just so relaxed. I'm holding the mic this time. I don't have it set up on my table like I usually do. I'm just so relaxed right now. I'm literally just chilling. Anyway, all right, back on the pitch clock. I know everyone's just watching the clips, like the first one to get called out on it or to start an 0-1 count was Manny Machado. Like, he was the first one, and then the Red Sox Braves ending on a bases loaded bottom nine full count thing and ending in a tie. Like, I get the whole, like, it's spring training, they don't play full games, whatever, they have ties and all that stuff. I get it. Like, I understand. Like, what's the need to stress about a bottom nine when you just end the game? I get it. But it's the principle or maybe it's just the principle. Oh my gosh, I'm just rewatching the clip. It's the game right now is on where Matt Vasgersian thought Giancarlo Stanton hit a home run in the first inning. Like, dumbass. Anyway, so I get that. I get that whole concept. Just it's spring training. What are you stressing about that? But I guess the word I'm thinking about is the principle. It's the principle. Like, you don't want that happening, in my opinion, anytime throughout the regular season, much less the postseason. Like, damned if that happened in the postseason, fans would be pissed. I would be pissed. Like, not the fact of it ending on a game tying. Of course, the game's not going to end on a tie. But in that scenario, if it's a postseason game, the inning ends on a bases loaded and the Boston Red Sox get to bat top of the 10th inning. So it would be a lot different. So, of course, it would be different. But this one, it was just like, of course, that clip's going around. There's a whole bunch of other stuff going around. Carlos Correa, forgetting that he has to be in the box at a certain time. So it's like, oh shit, he's got to get in there. He was like all confused. So just all in all, I don't like the pitch clock. I don't like it 100%. It's not baseball. If they're doing it to bring in a new crowd to watch the games, whatever. If you don't like how long the game is, then leave the ballpark or turn off the TV. It's as simple as that. Like, if you're there to watch a game that you hope is going to go only 2.5 hours because you got shit to do after, or you just want to go home because it's boring, then leave. It's as simple as that. No one has a gun to your head to stay at the ballpark and watch the entirety of the game, however long it goes or however shortened it gets. Like, yeah, everyone's seen 2.5 hour games, even a little bit shorter. Everyone's seen 4 hour games. Like, I've seen a 9 hour game on TV. Did I get bothered by it one time? No. Granted, it was a World Series game against the Dodgers, but still, I don't care. That's been my bottom line. I said in an episode with Jeff Blum, I don't care how long a game goes, regardless of the point of the season, whether it's in April, July approaching the All-Star break, or in September, or for sure in October. I don't care how long a game goes. I want the entirety of the game to go however long it goes. I don't care. And it's the whole, oh, we're tired of seeing pitchers and batters take forever between pitches and all stuff. Well, it's the part of their game. Like, it's this big old thing where everything's going around. Adjustments are going to be made. We're going to have to adjust to this. And Jared Karrasch said it. It's like, that's just been the word going around in spring training, and everybody's talking about is adjustments. And it sucks because, granted, I'm not a major leaguer, not even a minor league player. But it's like, well, when you have your own routine to do certain things, and you got to make those quote-unquote adjustments, it probably irks everybody. Maybe some players don't see a problem with it. They're quick to adjust. I'm a quick learner myself. Like, I take pride on that, me being a quick learner. But, like, I don't know. I can't speak for any of the players in the major leagues, even in the minor leagues when we had it in Isotopes Park last year. I can't speak about any of those players. So, but all in all, I see it as like an inconvenience that it's got to change. And it's like the whole, well, I don't want to see guys like Nomar taking forever with his batting gloves. And I was like, dude, that was like back in 99 to 04, dude. Like, what are you talking about? Like, we're 20 years later now. Like, players don't do that anymore. And you're really going to bash on Nomar doing that, all taking forever with the batting gloves? The dude damn near hit 400 in that season, so fuck off. Like, what the hell were you doing? He won Rookie of the Year and all that other shit. So, like, he does what he did. So, whatever players are doing, whether they want to take a little bit of time to get in the box or whatever they got to do, if it's going to help them hit a home run at the end of the at-bat, then whatever he did worked. Same goes for a pitcher. Whatever he's doing, fixing his hat, like moving his sleeve up or something that takes a little bit of a second and a half or 2 seconds, if that's what's going to come between a strikeout or a walk on a full count, in a regardless of it's a regular season game or a postseason game or a September game, regardless, that's his job. Like, if he doesn't get, if he strikes out a guy, that's good for him. If it's a walk, it's bad for him. It could be job security type thing. Like, it's just how pitchers are, especially starters. Like, they have certain routines or certain things that they're doing, and it's just how they are. And then just to add this clock in to be like, hurry the fuck up, we're tired of you fixing your shoe or your sleeve or your hat, tilting your hat a certain way, or you can't grab rosin anymore. Like, now it's like, all right, well, if I mess this all up and I can't get right, then maybe it's not on the commissioner or whoever put this in place. Like, I know, like, some people saying, well, like, you should know well enough. You're a starting pitcher. You're in the big leagues, whatever. You should know how to adjust yourself to this. See, I'm going to go back to that word. I'm going to probably say that word quite a bit this episode, is adjust or adjustment or whatever. I hate that word already. But it's just a big old thing. Like, oh, like everyone's saying, like all that, it will be fixed. Like they have to iron it out, whatever. And it's like, whether you like it or not, like you can't move the goalpost in your favor when it comes to something as crucial as this, especially if you're not the one that's playing the game. Like, it's easy for you to say, oh, they'll adjust it, players will adjust, they'll have to get used to it, rules are rules. It's like, yeah, easy for you to say because you're not in the box getting paid millions of dollars to do a job that if you don't do well, you can potentially get released, get DFA'd, and probably never play again and not get paid any money. And then people will go into like a whole other tangent with that. Well, they already get paid millions. They get paid too much. I'm not going to get into that. It's just about this portion of it. Just the pitch clock shit. So you can't just move the goalposts like that. It's like you either like it as it is or you don't. Like, in my opinion, the way I see it is like there kind of is no in between. Like, you can't just say, well, I like the pitch clock, but I think they need to raise the time a little bit to 22 seconds instead of 20 because, you know, they need a little bit of time. And it's like, you can't pick and choose where you want it. Like me, I don't like it. I think they should get rid of it. Like, sure, it's staying, and I'll agree with everybody that it does need to be fixed. But at the end, I don't like it, and I don't want it. Other people that like it, it's like, no, I like it, I want it, but it has to be fixed. It's like, what? You can only, like, pick and choose so much of what you want or what you can do with these certain things. And it's easy for everybody, one of those players, easy for one of those people or fans, because it's easy for them. Because, for one, they're not playing, like I said. They're not in the batter's box. They're not on the pitcher's mound. They're not there grinding day after day to do this job that pays them money, that's fulfilling to the fans, that's fulfilling to the managers, to the owners, to the GMs that dictate where they're going to be in their future or not. It's like, that's easy for you to say, dude. It's easy for you to say, well, that's the rules. You got to do it. Well, let me say, oh my God. And it's, I don't know. It's hard. And it's like, it's staying. Like, I don't think that it's ever going to go away. Like, the new CBA and whatever in 5 years, maybe they'll take it away, or they're going to add certain different clocks, like, or different aspects of a clock or something like that. I think it's still going to end up staying. But the fact that because I don't like it right now, is easier for me to say that it does need to be fixed. Like, this whole, like, bottom of the ninth thing, like everyone is just so emphasizing, and everyone's so on the let's wait and see what it does. The fact that it's only been a couple of days into spring training, well, almost a week of spring training in this, and we're already getting this type of shit. Granted, the games don't count, but it's that point in time where players are seeing it for the first time. They got about 4 or 5 weeks left of this, or actually less than that. Opening day is this month. They got less than that to adjust to that. See, I'm back on that word again. To adjust to that stuff. And it's like, I don't know. Like, it just irks me. Like, I don't know, man. Like, they need to switch something up to where the pitch clock is taken off like eighth inning and beyond, and stuff like that. I mean, like, they take off the ghost runner for the postseason. Why can't they take off the pitch clock for the ninth inning or the eighth inning? I think it should be in the eighth inning and beyond. Shit, after the seventh inning stretch, the pitch clock comes off. So what? Oh, now, speaking on that, you want to have the pitch clock pace a game. You can't have the seventh inning stretch no more. Would take me out to the ball game now, when that's been like a tradition for baseball for pretty damn long time. It's just, like, all in all, I just don't like it. I don't like it. And when it comes to things like this, I don't listen to non-baseball knowledgeable people who don't know anything about it when it comes to how baseball works. Like, I don't listen to those type of people because, for one, those people are not watching the game that I genuinely love. So I don't favor or even pay no mind to any other opinion that they got. Like, oh, it's too long, it's too boring, that's why I don't watch. No, you don't watch because you don't know baseball and you don't know the rules and you're just stupid. Like, all you know is football, first down, flag, pass interference, touchdown. That's all you know. It's easy. Football is easy. Baseball is not easy to learn. Like, but look at that. Xander Bogaerts just hit a home run dead center off Gerrit Cole. Love that. 2-0 Red Sox. And those are those people that I don't listen to. Like, I don't care what your opinion is. I will not listen to your opinion. Your opinion is completely invalid. Opinion is an opinion. But I will not listen to those people that don't watch baseball or that don't know anything about it. I do not listen to them whatsoever. Because it comes to a point where it's like, if you don't watch this sport or love it or have anything to do with it, whether you watch it, play it, work in it, anything like that, or your job is it, like, you shouldn't have a say so. Because if you don't watch it, what does it matter if it's shortened by 30 minutes or 25 minutes? You don't even watch the damn game in the first place. But those fans or those people that do watch it, that like it, like, why do you, I don't understand. Like, I really need to talk to someone who is really for this pitch clock to kind of get, like, what their mindset is about this whole thing. Where it's like, what goes on in their head to make them think, like, damn, this game needs to be shorter. But why, though? Like, why? Like, baseball's always had that kind of narrative that baseball is boring, it's no action, whatever. But is that really the main focus as to why they want to bring a pitch clock? Like, to attract fans to watch the game? Fans are watching the game now because of the pitch clock in there, not because the game is shorter. They want to see all this stupid drama that people are tweeting about. Baseball's never been so high on the sports talk in very long time in the past couple of years. And I said at the last episode that we're like at a peak of baseball, of what's going on, whether it's good or bad. It's like baseball's been in the talk for starting with the CBA last year, with Aaron Judge hitting the 62 home runs, like all these accolades, people retiring, like all this shit going on. Like, it's never been so much in the baseball news. It makes me happy. It does. Genuinely, it does make me happy. I love seeing people talk about baseball, whether, like, they watch or not. I love seeing it on the news. Like, I love it. I love people, like, texting or asking people, like, hey, what's this going on in baseball? But, and then you tell them, oh, they have a pitch clock. Oh, yeah, they should do that, man. Like, games are too long. They're boring. It's like, well, do you watch the games? No. Okay, well, what does that matter to you? Don't watch. You don't even watch in the first place. So, that's kind of, like, where I'm at when it comes to, like, people that do that kind of shit or that say those type of things. Like, if you don't like how long the game is, or if you don't watch it, then leave the ballpark or turn off the TV. It's as simple, 100% as simple as that. And then they're going to counter if I say, hey, we'll leave the ballpark or turn off the TV. Well, no, I pay for my ticket. I'm going to watch it. Or I want to see the ending of the game. Well, then don't bitch about how long the fucking game goes. Like, it's as simple as that. Like, I don't, it's very cut and dry. Like, I don't know how to get it through to those people. And they always bring up, it's in my opinion, it's not a valid argument about the whole batters take forever in the batter's box. Well, bitch, people at the ballpark or even watching them on TV are on their phone half the time. And anyways, look down at your phone. Look down at Instagram or Snapchat, whatever people are fucking doing. Like, I know I do it. When something's kind of at a downward or a pitching change is going on or whatever, I'm looking at my phone, whether I'm watching on TV or at a ballpark. Like, you're doing that already. Just fucking do it when the guy's not in the box yet. Like, you're telling me that because of this pitch clock, you're going to watch the entirety of the 2 hours and 30 minutes that the game is shortened now. You're going to watch every single minute. Not once are you going to look down at your phone. No. Like, I don't believe that for a second if people tell me that. Like, I don't understand. I don't get it. I genuinely just don't get it. Like, I don't know. And at this point, it's here. I don't like it. I watch games. It's whatever. But it's the moment where things happen that just get fans so mad that, like, why? What the hell? This is so stupid. And I'm just, at this point, I'm kind of just waiting for the I told you so moment. Like, because at this, like, right now, I think Pitchcock has just divided the fans. I'm believing that right now. That fans at this point are just divided when it comes to this shit, which they shouldn't be. You shouldn't be adding stuff in the game to supposedly make it quote unquote better, and it's dividing the fans. Like, this, it, that sucks. And I guess, I don't know, it's, I don't like it. I think it's not baseball, in my opinion. I don't like it. I think it shouldn't exist. But it does. But if I had to add anything, I would say make it a tad bit longer and take it off after the seventh inning. Leave it on for the first six. Leave it on for the first six. Once it hits to the seventh inning, when things get tight, especially in close games, I think that pitch clock should be turned off. I think it should. I really, really think it should. Because you can't let, and then, oh my gosh, not even the whole thing I want to get into is the whole, now umpires have a judgment call now with this whole 8 second, is the batter looking at the pitcher or is the batter's bat up and ready to go for an at bat? Now he has to make that call whether he's ready or not. Like, it's just a mess. Like, but everyone's saying, oh, I like the pace of play. It feels quicker. It's like a, I don't know. As the more I thought about it now, it's becoming like a placebo effect where, like, they're feeding all of this in everyone's mind that the game feels faster. Like, bring up the time all you want. Like, a 2.5 hours is 2.5 hours. Like, numbers don't lie. I get that. But the more you tell people, wow, the game felt shorter, it felt shorter, it felt shorter, it felt shorter, it goes in everyone's mind and it just tricks your brain to think that the game was shorter. The numbers are the numbers, but, like, if you watch, like, think of a movie, like, movies are, you know, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour and 30 minutes. Like, some movies that are 1 hour and 30 minutes just feel long because they're just dragged out. And some movies that are 3 hours longer, more or shorter, feel short because you're not paying attention to the time. Like, that's just how people need to see it. It's like, if you're not paying attention, it, depending on how the game goes, if it's a 3 hour game or 3.5 hour game, but it doesn't feel like 3 hours or 3.5, then what's the problem? Like, it felt shorter. Like, there are games I watch that are 3 hours long, and it does feel longer because of, you know, what are happening. Like, there's errors on the play. There's hit after hit after hit after hit, but they feel longer in a good way. I love the game when it's long and it feels long, where it's like, damn, like, this guy is just not getting out of this inning. He's been stuck at one out for 30 minutes and they've switch pitchers twice. Like, yeah, that feels long, but I like it. I like that type of feeling of a game when it's feels long, because it is. Like, I don't know, it's hard to kind of pinpoint what I'm trying to say. Hopefully it makes everything sense, but that's the only thing I could think of, is like a movie. Like, there are some movies that are 1.5 hours long and they just, it's short, it's a short movie, but it feels long because there's like nothing going on. And, like, what if you shorten the baseball games by 2 hours, let's say 2.5 hours or shorter, and the game is boring? Like, there's really nothing that went on in that game. Like, it was, like, not even a good pitcher's duel. It was just, like bloop single, home run. The game went on to end 2-0. Like, there was nothing really going on. Now, those people that are saying, oh, it increases action and it draws more fans. Well, now that game that you desperately wanted to shorten with this pitch clock now is not going to be talked about as like, damn, well, that game was short, but there was nothing going on. It's a very huge debate that probably will never end. That will be the talk of this season. Here's what I think is going to happen. It's going to be very interesting with the start of the season, because that's when games, you know, actually count. I don't care what anybody says, like, just this real quick thing. All 162 games count, because those are going to come down to where you're going to be teams anyway, where they're going to be seated, you know, later on. So I believe 162 games count, like every single one of them. So this is how I think it's going to go down. Like, beginning of the season, everyone's going to pay attention to the pitch clock, all these new rules, because it's a regular season when games count, blah, blah, blah. Toward the middle, everyone's going to kind of not forget, but like not pay no mind to the pitch clock anymore. It's only going to matter during the season when something big happens. Like a team was a half game or a game behind first in the division, and they lost a game because their guy got called out on a strike three because of a violation. And later on in the season, well, damn, if he would have won that game, we would have been first in the division. Like, everyone's going to try to pinpoint this type of stuff when it comes to the pitch clock. And it's like, I'm like, bitch, if that pitch clock wouldn't have been there, you wouldn't have been having this little debate to yourself. That's just the way I see it. And what's really going to be on everyone's mind is just waiting for the postseason. This pitch clock with the postseason. Again, I don't know if Major League Baseball is going to change the rules for how it's going to go about for the coming months, for later in the months anyway. But it's just something that I don't like. I don't like it. 100%. I don't like it. I think they should get rid of it. I don't like it. That's enough on the pitch clock. I went almost 30 minutes on just one topic. I usually never do that unless I'm like with somebody else. But I just had to talk about it. I had to, because it's been the talk. It's a huge topic now. And again, this probably will be for the next coming months for this season. So we'll see how everything goes. Next thing I want to talk about real quick, honestly, because I want to end this on my news, actually. Manny Machado got paid 11 years, $350 million. So, first and foremost, good for him, but I still don't like him because of what he did to Justin Pedroia. I still don't like him. As a player, you know, he's great. Good for him. Good on the money. Good for the Padres that they're spending. They're doing what the Dodgers usually do, but now the Dodgers really haven't done anything. And I bring up the Dodgers because I think the Padres have a plan in place, and that plan is always going to include the Dodgers because they're the teams that they just have to get past. Like, maybe the Giants, but maybe 2021 was just like a fluke year, or however you want to see it. But I don't know, but the Dodgers are the end-all be-all when it comes to the NL West. Like, they're the team to beat. So it's not the Diamondbacks, not the Giants, it's not the Rockies. Like, it's the Dodgers. So I think they have a plan in place, and no matter what the plan is, the Dodgers' name is somewhere in that plan. So whatever they're doing, whatever they're cooking up, hopefully it leads them to a World Series, because they've already had a postseason appearance last year against the Phillies, and they beat the Dodgers in the postseason too, by the way. So good for them on that, for actually getting past them. But hopefully it does put them in the World Series, and I'm genuinely happy for Manny Machado that he got paid. So 11 years, $350. I don't know how much of the contract is spread out, but now there's a lot of rumors of that Juan Soto is next. He's still set up for $500 million, and now Padres are gonna go after Shohei Ohtani at the end of the season. He's gonna touch $600 million apparently, which I don't think he will. at this point, I don't think Juan Soto touches 500. I don't even think Juan Soto touches 400. But that'll be another thing for another video. And on Otani, maybe he touches 5, but something was said that I honestly didn't realize until today was that he's 29 and he turns 30 this year. So if you pay him, let's say 10 years, 500, that's $50 million a year. That's a lot. Like, I think that's like way too much. I think that's not financially responsible. But again, what do I know? I'm not a GM. I'm not an owner with billions of dollars in the bank account. So teams will do whatever they want to do to get players to win. And I'm all for doing whatever it takes to win. Like, that's just my thinking. That's how I would be if I was a GM. That's how I would be if I was an owner. I would do whatever it takes to win. So we'll see what the Padres actually do. But all in all, good for Manny Machado on his contract extension. Honestly thought he was going to opt out and wait till the end, but Padres were like, yeah, right, dude, like, you ain't going anywhere. So good for them for locking him down. Good for them. Last thing I want to get into, one thing that I'm really, 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 really excited for is this Saturday, the 4th of March, which obviously this episode comes out Friday. So tomorrow morning, I will be driving to Phoenix, Arizona, because I was, which I'll thank these guys after I say what I'm doing. But I was invited to go work with the Colorado Rockies, which are the major league affiliate to the Albuquerque Isotopes. I got invited to go work with the Colorado Rockies for spring training for a week in Phoenix, Arizona with the team. So I'm beyond excited. I would really have to thank Ryan. He's Ryan Maxwell, my boss. He's the one that actually recommended, like, hey, like, he's good. Send him out there. And Aaron Hahn, which is the guy I'm going to be working with this coming Isotope season. He worked with the Rockies last year. And him and the minor league head of minor league operations or coordinator, I forgot his name, but I guess they call him DK. Like, they invited me out there, so I greatly, greatly appreciate that. I'm excited. I'll be working from Sunday to Friday. But I'm excited, like, regardless of what I'm going to be doing, whether it's, you know, rubbing baseballs or getting equipment or doing something out there, I don't care. Like, for one, I've never been to Phoenix, so I'm excited to go there. I've never worked in that big of a, like area, or not area, like, big of a place, like, the facility for a Major League Baseball team. And it's just going to be fun. Like, I'm excited. I'm gonna be a sponge during that week. Anything that any one of those guys tell me, I'm going to listen. Like, I'm going to take in all the knowledge that I possibly can, but still have fun. Like, regardless, I'm going to have fun. I'm beyond excited to be doing this. And then that's the next Saturday, which not this Saturday, next Saturday, I'll still be there, which I want to pick up my dad from the airport, and we got the World Baseball Classic game on that Sunday, the 12th, which I'm also excited for. So I'm beyond excited for this trip. I'm already waiting for Saturday, this Saturday, which I can't get it here any sooner because I just want to get driving. It's a 6.5-hour drive. I'm ready for it. I got my car ready to go. I just need to put air in the tires. I'm all ready to go. Like, I'm ready. I'm going to take a bunch of shit since I'm not flying. I'm taking all my podcast stuff. I'm taking a little bit of baseball stuff. I'm packing bags. I'm going prepared for this trip. I'm beyond excited. I cannot be more excited for this shit. And yeah, I'm gonna be snooping around. Maybe that Saturday when I get there, I'm not working that Saturday. So, and I'll be there early. So hopefully I can maybe look around, snoop around, see what places I can go to, what places I can eat at. I've never been there before, like I said. So we'll see how this goes. So I'm beyond excited. Of course, I'm going to try and maybe take a few little videos or pictures of behind the scenes of where I'm at there at the facility. But of course, I'm not that guy that wants to take a picture of everything. So if I'm not able to, I'm not. But if I can and maybe sneak a little bit of something, then yeah, I will. And I'll post it on the We Watch, We Collect Instagram. So if you're not following, follow. If you are, keep on the lookout for that, because I'll be posting a lot of stuff while I'm there in Phoenix. Like everything that's like spring training related or something like that, I will be posting. Like, I'm going to be trying to post a lot. And same thing for the World Baseball Classic. I'm going to see if I'm going to decide to vlog or not. But at this point, I haven't just fully decided what I'm going to be doing. But that Saturday when I get there is kind of the day where I'm going to actually decide what I'm going to do. Like, I'm going to take some pictures, maybe record, maybe vlog or something. I don't know. I've never vlogged before ever. So we'll see how it goes. But either way, I'm excited to go to Phoenix. It's just like a stepping stone. I'm gonna be so excited. Whoever I'm working with, whether it's with Aaron or anybody, I'm gonna be a sponge to anybody. Like I'm gonna learn anything I can. If they ask me, like, hey, fucking go take this to so and so, Chris Bryant. All right, shit. Of course I'm gonna do that. But whatever, like, either way, I'm gonna learn anything I can while I'm there. What else? I don't know. Either way, at the end of the day, I'm just excited. I'm beyond excited. So, but I mean, shit, that's it for this episode. I mean, I actually cut it shorter than 40 minutes, which I'm actually pretty proud of. And again, I'm still relaxed. I'm rewatching the American League wildcard game. I'm sitting on the couch. It's late. It's 2:30 in the morning. My buddies are waiting for me because we're ready to jump on Fortnite, which we've been killing it on Fortnite, getting some dubs. And yeah, if you're watching, shit, thanks for watching. Appreciate it. If you ain't following on Instagram, follow. If you are, appreciate it. And yeah, thank you for watching. Appreciate it. If you're new to listening, welcome. My name's Chris. Thanks for listening to We Watch, We Collect, where I talk about baseball and the hobby. So appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you to Believe Podcast Network. And I will catch you guys in the next one.